Blog Talk Radio.
The Memphis pastor charged with sexual battery faced a judge this morning. Pastor Michael Bryant.
Good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is Kama with Kama Speaks. Can you guys believe that we are in the last week of December? I talk about this every week because it's countdown time, right? Today's December 28th. We only have three more days of 2015. And I tell you, I am excited for what's to come. It's a lot of people out there that's talking about all these goals and what they're going to do. And I always say, if you're going to start your goals for 2016 or whatever year it is we're going into, you're supposed to start early. So like with myself, I'm trying to lose some weight, and I started early. I started in December. Well, I kind of started November, slacked off, tried again in December. But I am pushing. I am moving forward. I've lost a few pounds. I'm excited. Why? Because I want to be at the weight I need to be by February. I have a wedding I'm going to be in, and I need to look great, right? So if I start in January, I'm not going to reach my goal. But I am that much closer to my goal. I'm only about 7 pounds from where I want to be. But I thank God that I'm almost there, and I know that I'm going to make it without starving myself because that's not the way to lose weight, right? All right, you guys, I'm really excited. We have another great guest today on Kama Speaks, and today I'm speaking with Crystal Pillow. I'm going to give you a little bit of her. I'm going to give you her bio, and we are going to get into this great interview. She is the CEO of Divas and Dolls Fitness. She also has over 5 years of experience as a fitness instructor and wellness coach, as well as over 10 years of experience as an event planner. After undertaking a personal fitness journey and losing over 50 pounds, she wanted to become a fitness instructor to help others stay fit and have fun. Her love for fitness and exotic aerobics, which I can't wait to hear more about that, grew over the years, and she decided to open her own fitness studio. Divas and Dolls Fitness has helped hundreds of women reach their fitness goals, and it is Crystal's hope that the studio will continue to be fun and motivating and a motivating environment over the years to come. Crystal, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you so much for being on Kama Speaks.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited.
Well, I'm excited to hear about you. I was telling the audience, I'm sure you heard, I'm trying to be on my fitness journey, and I'm sure this is the time of year everybody is saying what they're going to do, and you are here to talk to us a little bit more about Divas and Dolls Fitness. So give us a little background, a little more background about your business, and talk a little more about, you said, exotic aerobics, so explain that as well.
Sure. Well, Divas and Dolls Fitness, we are a exotic women's fitness boutique. We've been in existence since 2012, and we specialize in exotic aerobics and dance fitness, and we're really so much more than a studio. We like to think of ourselves as a place where we can come out, have fun, kind of hang out, and view working out in a different light. We don't like to call it working out or exercising. It's simply just having fun, and while you're having fun, you're also reaching your health and your fitness goals. We have a wide variety of classes, and I know you mentioned exotic aerobics. What does that mean? I'm sure folks are curious. When we think of exotic aerobics, we think of pole dancing, exotic chair dancing, floor work, and burlesque. Those are really the four main types of exotic aerobics classes that you will run into most often. And through these types of classes, they're what we call an alternative based workout, where folks will still have a cardio workout as well as some strengthening and toning, but they'll get that all in one workout. And there's also the risque factor to it as well.
Okay, well, I want to go back a little bit. Your bio stated that you lost 50 pounds. And
that's right.
I know that can be a struggle in itself. For me, trying to lose 15 pounds, it just seems like it looks like it's impossible, but we know it's not impossible. What made you decide to take off 50 pounds? What pushed you to that?
Sure. Well, I can talk about my journey a little bit. So it really all started, I was really a healthy weight up until after I graduated from college, and I was really active up until then. And I started to, with getting a full-time job, I started to slow down a little bit and wasn't making it to the gym as often, wasn't eating the right things, going out to happy hour with my coworkers a lot, and wasn't really taking care of myself. And really, I got into the grind of work, as most people often do, and I neglected myself. And so it took a visit to the doctor's office. Pretty much, in a year, I had put on, I don't know, definitely upwards of 50 pounds for sure. And the doctor, was shocked and basically said, if I kept going at this rate, I was going to be dead. Within a few years, yep. And like diabetes and heart disease and all those things run in my family, and so it really scared me. And so I knew that I had to make some changes in order to be able to stay around and live the life that I wanted to live. I did my typical, let's go to the gym, and I, tried the treadmill, elliptical thing, and it wasn't really working. After about 2 or 3 weeks, I wasn't really staying, sticking to my routine, so I noticed that I really needed something different, something new. And one of my friends introduced me to a pole dancing class. And so I went there. And, I had the typical skepticism. I was like, oh, my goodness. Like, I don't know, no one wants to do this. This is so easy, just swing around a pole. And when I got there, it was definitely a lot more difficult than it seems. And I was sweating a lot. So I got a really good workout, and I was sore. And I was like, oh, my goodness. This was definitely more difficult than I expected, and a way better workout than me running on a treadmill or in the gym in the elliptical, pretty much what I call running on the hamster wheel. So after doing that, I kind of got addicted, and I started out with one class a week, and pretty soon I was going every day. And then as the weight started to drop and I started to see my body change, I started to do different types of workouts. So I did my pole dancing, did my chair dancing. Then I did eventually go back to the gym, and I started to run again, and I started to do weight, and I tried all different types of classes, all different fitness formats, and I was able to take the weight off pretty quickly. I was actually getting married that same year. I started my fitness journey, and I took the weight off well before my wedding, and I just kept going. So it's definitely been, it was not easy, but I would have to say that pole dancing essentially saved my life.
Wow. You know, and I'd love to hear the background story because it starts somewhere. I don't care, you know, whatever your focus is, it starts from somewhere. And just hearing about saving your life, I know there's a lot of people that know that this is necessary, but at the same time they don't take the steps such as you, and you've actually taken it a step further. Not only did you say, I want to save my life, but you're technically helping to save others' lives because weight can turn into other health issues in the long run. So you've decided to say, okay, I'm going to help other people do the same journey. What made you say, I'm going to help people through this journey as well and not just focus on you only?
Well, I think I've always been a mentor. You know, growing up, I always wanted to help the youth and help mentor young children, young girls. And so it was just a natural fit for me, you know, and I definitely saw that the way that it changed women's lives, the way that they felt when they came in. They could be grumpy when they walked the door, but as soon as we got into class, you know, everybody was totally, they were totally different, and including myself. And so I noticed that, and I was like, why not just share that with everyone I knew? Why not just share that with the world, really, and tell people how great it is and show them how they, too, can change their lives, and they don't have to look at, you know, exercising and working out as a chore. It can be something fun. And maybe if we all looked at it that way, you know, we wouldn't be in a predicament where we have to lose a lot of weight in order to, you know, get healthy. It would just be about maintaining and continuing to live a healthy lifestyle.
And even with living a healthy lifestyle, that's kind of tough for many people because it's like, okay, mm-hmm. I exercise. Well, how do I live healthy? Do you or eat healthier? Do you provide those plans as well for those that are looking to change their diets, and do you give them a health plan, or do you just kind of guide them?
Yes, we actually do customized health plans. We have a brand that I work with, and it's called Herbalife. I'm not sure if listeners have heard about it, but it's definitely a great product and a great way to kind of switch up your eating habits. And I mean, even though if I'm, you know, training for something or, you know, just trying to maintain my weight as it is, I still take Herbalife products. But they have cleansers. They have, you know, like they have shakes for you to do your meal replacements. And you can also eat regular food as well. We do plans outside of Herbalife for folks who just want to cook in the kitchen. Maybe that's their thing. Maybe they just want to, know how to shop. They want to know how to shop healthy and then prepare meals in their kitchen without all the fat and the carbs. So we do that as well. But it's kind of some people, they're busy. I don't just do this. I'm also a contractor during the day. So I'm like really running around all the time. So I need something where I can be on the go. And that works for a lot of people where I am in the D.C. metropolitan area, where we, most of us are kind of on the go and we don't necessarily have time to cook all the time. So that it's a great way, either way, to make sure that you're eating healthy all the time.
Well, can you maybe give us some tips or some snack ideas? Because I not only do this radio show, but I'm also a realtor. So I'm in and out of the car, meeting in and out with the clients, and I'm back and forth. It's so easy to go run and pick up some McDonald's or Jack in the Box or something like that, rather than picking up something, even bringing something with me that is healthy. So, what are some maybe some you can give the audience, because a lot of my audience are entrepreneurs on the go, in and out of meetings and things like that. What tips can you give us to help us not indulge into a bag of fries rather than maybe, I don't know, some apples or I don't know. What are some tips that you can give?
Well, I think the first thing, it takes 21 days to create a habit. And so I think the first good habit that you can start to build is actually bringing your lunch or packing your food. That, you know, a lot of people, especially if you're on the go a lot, most people are like, hey, let's go grab something. That's the first inclination. But if you already have your food, you're less likely to, you know, because you've already spent the money. So if you're thinking about also being if being cost conscientious, you've already spent the money on the food that you have, you're going to be less likely to go and spend, I don't know, $15 on, you know, a sandwich. You have your, maybe you have your half a sandwich and you have your fruit and your grain, your granola bar, you know. So I would say definitely get into the habit of taking your lunch. And like I said, the Herbalife offers an awesome options for you to include the snack bars or the meal bars. The on-the-go shakes are lifesavers because you can just mix it with water, and it's a meal replacement right there. That's your, like, 300 calories. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, you're done. Fruit also is great. So if you're on-the-go, you need an in-between snack. Let's say you're in between breakfast and lunch. Having that piece of fruit or having a granola bar or having, like, a bag of nuts is always a lifesaver. So I would definitely say having small snacks and trying to space out your meals over the day and eating more than three times a day is what's going to save you, but small meals. So if you know your breakfast, you shouldn't eat any huge meals at any part of the day. If you eat equally proportioned meals with small snacks in between, you'll find yourself feeling less hungry. You'll increase your metabolism, and ultimately the weight will start to come off. It's definitely challenging in the beginning, especially so most people I find they eat one time a day. They'll skip breakfast, they'll eat a huge lunch, and then, you know, they'll just come home and they might have something small for dinner, maybe they won't. Or they'll skip all those meals, eat a huge dinner, and then go to sleep. And that's when, you know, the body starts to store up fat and you start to pack on the pounds. So I would say definitely taking your food with you and shrinking your portions will help you over time.
Okay, and then at your studio, do you sell the shakes there as well? Because I know we have different people in the area. I know in my city, I'm in California, and in my city we have a couple of Herbalife fitness places where they can go in. Not only do they get the shakes, but they can also get they do the fitness as well. Is that what yours is set up as well, or is it two separate? Did you separate the two?
Well, it's kind of separate. So we have where folks can buy products when they come into the studio. We don't have the full line of products. What we usually typically do are wellness profiles for people, and you know, based on what your needs are, we order the products for you. So we'll ship them to you, or we can have them shipped to the studio. Whatever the case may be, I have a lot of clients who are actually outside of the area who just they look at our classes online and they purchase our Herbalife products.
Okay, so that was my
where they
question.
Are.
Mm-hmm. And so you have your classes online as well?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and now is that a fee for those classes? Is there like a special link to that? How does that work?
Folks can access our online studio through our regular website, and then there is a they can pay per class or they can do the monthly membership. So it's kind of like being a part of the studio, but we call it our virtual studio.
Okay.
And it's go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, go ahead, and I'll let you finish.
No, I was gonna say it's a little bit less than our normal membership because again, the folks aren't in person with us, but a lot of our clients really like it, especially if they move away or they travel a lot, they can still participate in studio activities.
Yeah, and I like something like that because I don't even like to go to the gym. Only thing I like to go to the gym for is water aerobics if I go, and that's it. So I just started walking a few weeks ago. I hated walking because I would itch really badly while I'm walking, and I realized I just have to scratch through it, keep walking, and now I see that itching feeling that I have has gone away. But it's always good to know that you can do things online because there's a lot of people out there that still feel a certain way when they go into classes, especially in a big open class. People start to get really cautious of themselves. I know I personally have been I don't like to use the word victim, but I've that's been me at one time where I didn't feel comfortable because maybe I wasn't moving as great as other people, or I was just not comfortable. It's like, how do you go to the gym and not be comfortable? But, I mean, reality is that's just how I felt. But to know that you offer that online to me is really great, because that opens up options for those out there that says, oh, I really want to get more into what she's saying, but she's far away, you know, because, but thank God for the internet, right? I mean, technology has really stepped up its game, and it's really helped. I was on your website, and you have a very awesome website, and yours is divasanddollsfitness.com, correct?
That's right.
Okay. And on there, I noticed you had something for a 30-day, if I'm not mistaken, fitness challenge. Is that that's coming up? Did we miss that?
No, it's coming up. So the challenge is actually going to start on the 9th, January 9th.
Okay. So what does that consist of?
So it's open to all. Anybody can participate, and it's a 30-day weight loss challenge. And what we want folks to do is go on the website, take a picture of their scale, send us a picture via email or through direct message via one of our social media outlets. And it's basically whoever loses the most weight wins. And so we want you to check in with us every week. We have some awesome prizes to include memberships, merchandise, cash, products through Herbalife. So we're definitely giving a lot away, but we want people to be really motivated. And it's all a part of our big movement for 2016, which is the Fit and Fabulous movement. We want folks to really feel empowered. We want folks to embrace and explore their inner diva, and we want them to just be motivated to really reach those goals in 2016.
Now, is there a fee that they need to pay to be a part of this fitness challenge?
Nope, there's no fee. It's free. So there's really there's nothing to lose and everything to gain, essentially,
okay.
by losing.
Actually, what I want to do, I'm definitely going to join this challenge. I am going to reach out to some people on my page, and if there's anybody that's listening, make sure you go to her website, which, again, is divasanddollsfitness.com, and you'll see it as well in this in the body of this blog talk radio. But, you know, it's always fun, and that's what I like about what you're doing, is because, for me, exercising is or can be the pits. I'm going to be honest with you, but like you said, you don't use the word exercising. You know, you have to do something that's fun, and it's important that when you are trying to lose your weight, how are you going to make it fun? What are you going to do? And that's what's put me back, because if people ask, a friend of mine, for example, he works out like 4 days a week. He's always in the gym. Ever since I met him, he's always in the gym. He has a great physique. He keeps himself up. He keeps himself healthy. And I remember when we met, he said, oh, yeah, maybe we can go out and work out at the gym. And the first thing I said was, I will never, and I hate working out. So he was like, oh, okay. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. But now that I'm realizing the importance of health, I find that it's very important that we keep ourselves up and keep ourselves together so that we don't have to worry about those health challenges, as you mentioned earlier, that may come about, especially when it runs in your family. And these days, we don't know what we're eating. It's crazy. I prefer to cook at home more because I can monitor that a little better, although even then we still don't know what we're eating, but we can monitor it a little better. With that said, is there anything that you would like to leave with the audience, maybe something we didn't cover, more information, and also let them know more? Again, I know we've said your website, but it's always good to keep repeating. Tell them how they can get in contact with you, where your website is, and any other information you want to share with them.
Sure. Well, I just want to thank everyone for taking the time to listen to me today. And I really just want folks to know that whether you're doing exotic aerobics or whatever your workout vice is, so to speak, it's definitely important to cross-train. So I do encourage people to step outside of their box and do things that they normally wouldn't do in order to get healthy and stay in shape. A lot of times, especially around, you know, after the first of the year, folks, you know, get on their workout goals again and they plateau and they fall off, and then you're back to where you started the same time next year. So if that happens, I encourage people to cross-train, maybe even think of us, take a pole dancing class, take an invited chair class, go on our website, take our online classes, and, you know, let us know what you think. You can definitely get more information at our website at www.divasanddollsfitness.com. You can also hit us up on our social media. Facebook, we're at Divas and Dolls Fitness. Our Instagram is at Divas and Dolls Fitness, and our Twitter is at Divas, letter N, Dolls Fit. So definitely, you know, don't be shy, and hopefully I'll be hearing from everyone and looking for advice on how to get on their health and fitness goals.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you being on the show. You guys, you know, it's the new year coming up, and everybody is having that urge to say, oh, I'm about to go to the gym, I'm about to go work out, I'm about to lose weight, I'm going to. One thing I'm hearing is that 2016 is it. Everybody's making all these great changes, but it's time for us to make action. Our actions speak louder than our words. I've learned that in the end, when it comes to what you're going to do in life, just do it and then show the results. I did a vision board 2 years ago for my 2014 and beyond. I put on the top, it says, no excuses, just results, and it's still sitting here. I got up just to go look at my vision board to make sure that it's still there, and it's still there. But where I received that from was a magazine, and it wasn't a fitness magazine, but it was on a picture for ladies that were working out, and it said, no excuses, just results. We need to start making results. We do a lot of lip service, but if we really want to change, we need to get up, get out there. I mean, even if you do a little bit at a time, start somewhere. Les Brown says that you don't have to be great to get started. You just have to start to be great. So you'll eventually become great at it. It'll eventually become a routine. And as Crystal said, that it takes 21 days to start a habit. So just get into the routine of it. Just get started. Even if you work out for 15 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, start somewhere, because I guarantee you, if you start for about 10 minutes a day, that 10 minutes turns into 20. The next thing you know, the 20 turns into 30, and that 30, you look up, you're working an hour, you know, a few days a week, however often you would like to, and the weight will be off. And I am a testimony to it. I see it already. All I'm doing is walking right now, but I definitely would like to do more. The pole dancing is something I've thought about over the last couple of years, and I never did it, but I'm very interested in trying it. I mean, it doesn't hurt if, you know, it's fitness. So anyhow, make sure that you reach out again to Crystal and go to her website and go to her Twitter. All that information is on her website as well, her Twitter, Facebook, Instagram is on there. And, I mean, what is this 30-day challenge going to do for you? If anything, you'll lose the weight, but you'll gain confidence, you'll gain health, better health, you'll gain potentially prizes, and it costs you nothing. Make sure that you go to her website again, divasanddollsfitness.com, to find out all her information. For those that are listening, continue to listen, continue to invite other people out, continue to share all of my broadcasts. You know I love talking to entrepreneurs, so if there's any other entrepreneurs out there that's interested in being on the show, make sure you reach out as well. Again, thank you so much for listening to Kama Speaks. It's going to a great 2016. You guys, again, it's all about actions this year. No more lip service. Stop talking about it, but be about it. Again, thank you for listening to Kama Speaks, and make it a great one.